from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know. I can't speak for everyone. It drives me a little bit crazy when we end up trying to speak for literally everybody. Like, I think as we've seen from the Sashi wars to the Baker wars to the Deshaun wars to Kickergate, like all the different little battles and wars we've all fought with each other, getting ready for a Brown season or a Guardian season, Dolan's is cheap, all the little things we've done. I think it stands to reason that we're never in 100% agreement. I do think there are times where there's a majority opinion. I don't think we're in a majority of opinion that everybody is panicking right now with the Guardian. So I don't think, like, we started the show talking, you know, hey, all right, have you finally started to? Because I do think the significance of losing your second series at home this year, I think that's cause to look at that and go, well, that's not what we've done all year. Is this about the Padres had a good weekend, or is this about continued struggles from the final 18 games of the regular season? At the same point, I think most of you are like where I am. I would say most. I think a fair amount of you are like I am. You are still 20 games above 500. You've got a 5-game lead in the division. You have some wiggle room to kind of be a little unbalanced, to have a cattywampus stretch here. Because it hasn't killed you. Now, you've finally fallen out of the best record in the AL. I would rather grade you against and grade the Guardians against the Orioles, Yankees, and Astros than I would the Twins, Royals, and Tigers. Because if you're grading them on that level, that means you're winning at a 600, 625, 650 clip. That puts you on pace to try and take the number one seed. There are tangible benefits to that. I'll take that free bye to the second round of the playoffs. Yes, please, and thank you. But I digress. I think this is the series that'll do it, though. Not for me. If you lose this series or you get swept in this series, we're going to have a lot more painful conversations. And I respect Stephen Vogt. He can say whatever the hell he wants. He started the first two games of this last series with Daniel Schneemann at short. I think they're going to give Schneemann some more run at shortstop. And I think you're going to start to see, Angel Martinez back in center field. I think you're starting to see guys who, I think you're starting to see places where Tyler Freeman was the starting center fielder until about 2 weeks ago. Brian Rocchio has been given pretty much an unabridged pass at shortstop until I think here recently. I think him managing and putting, instead of once a week, Daniel Schneemann's going to play short. Instead of two or three times a week, Schneeman or Angel Martinez or any of these dudes are going to fill in for Freeman. I think now struggles at the plate or struggles in the field, they're going to start to have more of a, well, we can't do that. We're trying to win field to it. I think the leash on those other players is starting to diminish, as it should. But I think this week specifically, this Detroit series can go a long way to completely eradicate any concern we have. Because Detroit's a good team. You're getting their best pitcher tonight against arguably your worst pitcher right now in Cookie Carrasco, and certainly one of your least consistent pitchers. So you win tonight, that's a feather in your cap. That's a perfect start to an important series. Here's the other reason Detroit needs this. If this is a series that I guarantee you the Tigers go into, and I'll be honest, I don't think the Guardians went into the last Tiger series right before the All-Star break. I don't think they went in with their heads up. I think they got popped by a team that has more fight than you realize. That is a good starting rotation, decent bullpen. I think Jason Foley's a really nice reliever, even though you can get to any one of their guys. It's not the Guardians bullpen, but it's a serviceable bullpen, and they've got a couple guys with pop. So this team, much like the Padres, if you don't take this team seriously, they're going to pop you on the nose. And whereas San Diego, because they're the only dog in town, and because of the wild card, because of where the Padres are in the wild card, San Diego's probably going to be a buyer at the deadline. AJ Preller also, his booty is this close to the bandsaw if he doesn't start winning anyway. So the difference is Detroit, this series could be the difference between them buying or selling. I absolutely think they should buy. I am so sick. And listen, Ivy Leaguers, fellow Ivy Leaguers, you have a place in this world. But I don't know. I mean, to the extent that Ivy League thought, this corporate machination thought of, well, we don't want to go ahead and make too big of a risk here because it's only a playoff spot. Get the hell out of here. Like, the objective of this thing should be winning. And this idea of trading Tarek Skubal is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Not only should they not trade him, they should sign him to a 6-year, $180 million contract and be done with it. And I think doing anything other than that, unless you have reasonable fear that his arm won't hold up, like a guy like Chris Sale, when I think it was the Red Sox, gave him all that money, we kind of saw that arm was going to become a problem. Unless you have those problems with Skubal, what the hell are you doing? But this could be a series. If they take 3 of 4 or 4 of 4 from the Guardians, they're going to be, 4 of 4 would put them 7 games back in this division, and it would put them probably 2 to 3 games back in the wild card. This is a crucial series. And it's funny because right now, me and Keith had a Donnybrook 2 weeks ago about are you scoreboard watching? Even though it had gotten within 5 games. I'm not just scoreboard watching for the Guardians anymore. I'm scoreboard watching their minor league pitching. Okay, what's Tristan McKenzie do? By the way, not great, Bob. After Stephen Vogt said what we're about to play for you this last week. Actually, I don't think we have time to play. Basically, last week, Stephen Vogt was like, yes, Velo's up. We think he's trending in the right direction. Tristan McKenzie had a god-awful start against a Triple-A team. 7-8 walks, 2 hits given up, and he threw more balls than it did strikes. But I'm watching Matthew Boyd. I'm watching Logan Allen's stat line. And here's the thing with that. People poo-pooed the idea of signing James Paxton, who's being DFA'd by the Dodgers. Right now, guys, the Guardians do have to make a substantial trade to add to that rotation. Until then, take every flyer you possibly can. Take James Paxton. James Paxton is a better bet than Spencer Howard was. Because you want to see if you can find an average big league bat? If Ty France clears waivers, sign Ty France. You know why? Because the worst thing can happen is neither of those guys pan out. And then you'll just be on to the next salvageable candidate there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.